Hello and welcome to Tractor Fiction on WHRW Binghamton. My name's Frank Allen. Here on Tractor Fiction, we examine the works of Jack Chick, and then we have a debate as to the so-called veracity of the works. I do want to remind everybody that if you want to see the works of Jack Chick, you can go to chick.com. That's where he's got all this stuff up there for you to peruse. But we're going to enact a little tract called Ransom right here. Let's begin the tract.
Once upon a time, in an opulent home belonging to a pair of godless, liberal billionaires, just like the opulent home belonging to the godless, liberal billionaires in your neighborhood, Connor Van Clive peered out his window and spotted a visitor approaching.
Constance, why on earth is your twin sister Bonnie coming up our drive?
To pay off her loan, poopsie.
Including all the interest, I hope.
But Conrad was not the only one watching his sister-in-law's approach. In a nearby van, two nasty, wasty crooks spied on her through a pair of binoculars.
I think that's her.
Look at the picture, stupid.
Indeed, Bonnie did look just like the woman in the picture. Her twin sister, Constance.
Bingo, let's grab her.
And they did just that.
Get her in the van.
It won't start.
Lady, you're gonna make us very rich.
As the crooks sped away, their prisoner, bound and gagged, Conrad and Constance came outside to see where she had gone.
Where's Bonnie?
Who cares? Oil on my driveway! How dare she?
Soon, the terrible kidnappers make their horrific ransom call.
Get Conrad Van Clive on the line, now!
Yes, yes. Conrad Van Clive here.
We've got your wife. We want 2 million cash, or else.
That's impossible. Constance is taking a bubble bath. You must have her twin sister. Please keep her. Constance, your sister has been kidnapped, and they're demanding a ransom. Notify the authorities.
Good heavens, now I'll miss my tennis match.
The crooks were not very thrilled about this news. They confronted their victim.
Are you Constance Van Clive?
No, Connie's my sister.
Winky snatchers!
It's not over yet. I'll call the sister. She'll pay the ransom.
And call he did. But by that time, the police were already on the job.
Answer the phone, ma'am.
Not one dime, darling. It's my money.
Hello?
Listen up. We've got your sister.
I'm sorry, but Conrad and I simply can't get involved. We're leaving for Europe tomorrow. Ta-ta!
We got him!
The kidnapper's heart sunk, realizing they had a worthless hostage.
They turned us down. Do you understand, lady? You have not been ransomed.
Oh, yes, I have. My ransom has been paid in full, and I've been set free.
She's nuts.
What are you talking about, lady?
Here's something you boys need to know. You're both in trouble. It started back when Adam and Eve sinned. Sin entered the world through them, and all mankind was infected by it. Sin keeps people out of heaven.
I don't get it.
The whole world was held hostage to sin and needed to be ransomed. Only someone without sin could pay that ransom. So God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to pay off the ransom. Jesus never sinned, so when he died on the cross, he paid the ransom for our sins. Those who have never been ransomed belong to Satan, and he controls their lives. Then, when they die, they go to the lake of fire where they will burn with the devil forever. But anyone who accepts Jesus as their savior goes to heaven because their ransom has been paid. When I accepted Jesus, my ransom was paid and I was set free from sin and I was promised a home in heaven. Here's how the ransom was paid. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven.
He did that for me?
Can we go to heaven too?
Sure. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying the ransom for my sins. Please come into my heart. I accept you as my personal savior.
Suddenly, the police burst into the shack, guns shoved hard in the faces of the evildoers.
Don't move! You have the right to remain silent!
How dare you invade our prayer meeting? Have you no respect?
Aren't you gonna press charges?
No! These are my new brothers.
Officer, you need to be ransomed. What?